Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Consolidation is definitely underway amid the professional classes. We've seen it among the accountants, auditors, PR consultants, and in the past 4 years. And now we're seeing it increasingly in the legal world. Winston Strawn merged officially this week with Taylor Wessing to form Winston Taylor, which are not a brand of cigarettes, I'm assured. Will these mergers avert what could be mass job destruction in the sector caused by AI? Adam Griffiths is the head of Winston Taylor's Dublin office and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Adam.
Hi, Joe.
Thanks
for having me. Fundamentally, it's something our clients have been asking for, not necessarily directly, you know, will you merge, but they've been asking a lot for us to have capability and connection in the United States. So typical case study might be we take a company through a series of funding rounds, and historically they've wanted to list on NASDAQ, and that's been a challenge for us. They want to have access to US capital, and they want to be able to expand in an extremely large market.
And this gives you that bridge between the US and Europe. And does that mean that the American firms will be able to do better or easier business now in Ireland?
Yeah, I think so. And a lot of sort of legacy Taylor work has involved helping US corporates to expand and exploit Ireland's unique position as sort of a gateway jurisdiction into the European Union, but one that's common law, English speaking, with which they have a cultural affinity.
Now, do you guys use AI already to do some of your work?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And how does it work for you? Do you use some of the existing large language models, whether that's Claude or Gemini or whatever?
We specifically on the Taylor side, we've been using Legora. And interestingly, Winston have been using Harvey.
And which one are you going to use now that you're merged?
Well, it's an interesting point. We're going to obviously run that.
You have to fight it out.
We are, yeah, a pair of pool cues, and we'll see who comes out on top. But okay. But fundamentally, we're going to pick the best product for our clients. And you've got AI embedded in the individual software products through the journey of a transaction or a litigation matter or any other type of matter. And but to give you a specific example, you know, we might take a contract that has been amended by lawyers acting for other parties to the transaction. Mm-hmm. We might ask Legora to run a comparison between that and the agreed form term sheet in the beginning and
to make sure that people aren't overcharged.
The parties, the long form contracts are according with the principles that they've already agreed for the transaction.
Right.
So, are all the terms, pricing, duration, are they accurately reflected?
Mm.
And that doesn't replace human judgment, expertise, and quality control. But what it does do is allow you to surface those points very quickly. And it allows potentially a junior lawyer to bring that to somebody like me and say, look, these positions are being adopted. How do you think we're going to handle that? And that informs the conversation with the client about the positions that you might take.
But surely that means that you won't need that junior lawyer in a few years' time if you can automate work like that with Legora or any other model.
I think in actual fact, it allows us to give a more satisfying career path to that junior lawyer, because instead of performing a task rote hundreds of times, we might be able to say, look, you've mastered that task on opportunity five. You're now in a position to, in a way, have your own element of supervision where you are looking at that technological output and you are preparing that with a degree of expertise and judgment.
How do you ensure that some highly personal information, people's private lives, doesn't leak out through these large language models and eventually potentially get sold back to you?
Yeah, I think if you boil it back to its rudimentary level, I wouldn't want to oversimplify it, but effectively it's the same challenge that law firms have faced with cybersecurity that Brian, your previous guest, was highlighting for a number of years. You know, we've got a huge number of different integrated software products. And the first thing that our very capable risk management team is looking to do is ensure that that is a locked box, effectively, for all client confidential information. And these application layer AI products are no different. You know, it's pretty much the first thing that we're in for. And if you read any interviews with, say, Winston Weinberg, who's founded Harvey, he will say that the critical issue that he has with his product and law firms is trust. Do they trust it to control that information in a responsible way? And do they trust it to, when it produces answers, that it's definitively going down the right track? And obviously there have been cases recently where, you know, under-supervised junior lawyers have led law firms into fairly difficult positions.
And then you guys are on the hook if personal information is leaked out and then used against it.
Correct, correct.
So you haven't seen any evidence yet of an AI apocalypse in the white-collar sector?
No, not at all. It's definitively going to reconfigure the way that we have to think about the way that we resource matters, the way that we recruit. But we don't see a position where those deep human skills, judgment, empathy,
frailty.
Yeah. But if you can get the model right, both you and it sounds slightly apocalyptic, but you and machine can move to a position where you're augmenting each other and we're trying to give the best product.
Superb. Thanks so much for coming in and congratulations on the merger.
Thanks very much, Jay.
That's Adam Griffiths, the head of the new Winston Taylor office here in Ireland.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.